Hello, everyone. This is Clarissa Bell, and welcome to today's teleclass. Today is March 22nd, 2011, and we are in Aries territory. And as usual, I'm going to do a topic and then go over the cards for the day and give readings for those on the line who would like them. But first, let's just start with a short centering. So if you're able to close your eyes and just notice your breathing, your breath, just become aware of it. And in the awareness of your breath, notice how when you just allow that breathing to be, there's a soothing quality to that, a kind of calmness. Because in a way, becoming aware of our breathing kind of just brings us to what's happening right now. And what's happening is the breath is moving in and out, whether we're conscious of it or not. And just in that awareness, there's a kind of coming home, a release. So just noticing your breathing. It's what's happening in and out. And there may be other things that you may be aware of. If there's sounds around, if you're outside, and sounds of the birds or maybe even cars, or if you're inside, there may be humming of appliances. All of that's happening. And just being aware of it, allowing it to be just what it is being, allowing yourself to just be with it all. And here we are, you're hearing my voice, and that's what's happening, and we're going to proceed with the class, and we'll just go minute by minute into what's happening in the class. So that's just today's short centering of being with what's happening. Okay, so just coming aware of wherever you're seated or standing, and notice your body being supported by whatever is supporting it, whether it's the floor or a chair or a bench or anything. And open your eyes, and I'll begin the class. And today's topic is going to be on the aces in cardology. So in this card system, there are 13 basic numbers. There's four suits, the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades, and there are 13 numbers, starting with the ace. The ace is the first one, and aces represent the number one. So you go from the ace, which is one, to the king. If you start with the ace, to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack is 11, queen is 12, and king is 13. So ace is the first number in the deck, okay? And number one would be the odd numbers are more masculine in nature, and the even numbers are more feminine in nature. Okay, so this ace being number one is pretty much of a masculine card. And and it being the first one, if you could imagine like a baby being born or something new coming into the world, it comes. So aces come here fresh, ready to take on the world, to discover and explore all that's here. They really exemplify the creative force and all the conduits of many ideas and projects and newness. They're really fresh. They come with fresh eyes, and they're eager to try different things and to make things happen, okay? So that's sort of the nature of the ace being number one, being fresh and new here, okay? They love new beginnings. They love to see their ideas come into manifestation. And they're also ambitious. They're leaders. They're aggressive. They're eager and can be a bit reckless and can be a bit self-centered, because ace is the number one, right? So it's one, it's myself, it's me. So it could be self-centered. And the tens have a little bit of self-centeredness, too, because a 10 is 1 plus 0 is equals 1 in numerology. So these people, they can be loners. They need a lot of alone time, okay? They need to spend some time by themselves to kind of explore who they are and what they came here to be, okay? And also, too, Aces can be impatient, because they're bubbling over with the desire to make something happen, okay? And they can be charming, too. Aces can be charming. And this is due to three of the Aces, the Ace of Spades, the Ace of Diamonds, and the Ace of Clubs have twos as karma cards. The Ace of Clubs, the Two of Hearts is a karma club. The Ace of Diamonds, the Two of Diamonds. The Ace of Spades, the Two of Clubs. And twos are very social numbers. They're partnership numbers. So they do have a certain amount of charm to them as well. And also to these twos, even the kind of paradox in the Aces. You know, they're ones and they come in here to really do this thing. They have to prove to themselves that they can do it. Okay, but then they also have these twos as karma cards, and so it does propel them. They do enjoy being with people, so they kind of have this kind of dichotomy within them. This need to spend time alone and to do things on their own and to prove to themselves that they can do what they came here to do, and yet they also too have the need or enjoy being with others. So that's an interesting paradox that they share. Okay. And the twos makes it mean that on some level they need the presence of others to sort of to kind of fulfill their life's purpose too, or to feel kind of good or complete. Not complete. I mean, we can feel complete within themselves, but they need that as part of their lives as well. So it really is a paradox that they need to be by themselves, and they also long for a mate, the perfect mate. Okay. And the one last thing about the Aces is that they excel at communications. You know, they could have an endless flow of emails, letters, calls, and to receive, and letters and calls and emails to write. Okay, so that's the general description of the Aces, and now I'm going to go into each of the Aces separately, starting with the Heart suit first. So the Ace of Hearts. Now the Ace of Hearts is the only one that does not have a two as a karma card. But what the Ace of Hearts, so you could say heart, okay, that's love, relationships. It's also creativity because it's the arts, okay. And the Ace, they're coming first. So you could say the Ace is desire for love or the search for happiness card is what it is. And it only has one birthday. Only one birthday has the Ace of Hearts as its birth card. Now, there are cards that have the Ace of Hearts as a planetary ruling card, but there's only one birthday that has the Ace of Hearts as its birth card, and that is December 30th, okay? So it's very rare to be an Ace of Hearts, but it's a very, very interesting, card. Now, because there's only one birth card, so everyone who's an Ace of Hearts will have the same planetary ruling card. And the planetary ruling card is a Three of Spades, okay? So they have another Ace, as they have an Ace of Diamonds as a karma card and a Three of Hearts as a karma card. So they all will have be Three of Hearts planetary ruling cards, plus they have a Three of Hearts karma card, and then they have another Ace as a karma card. So Aces and Threes are really associated with Ace of Hearts, okay? And both of these are masculine numbers, okay? So, and also, too, the lower numbers, you know, like the Aces, the Twos, the Threes, you could say these are sort of the less experienced in terms of navigating the world. So in a sense, the lower cards are going to go out and they're going to make mistakes. They have to learn by trial and error, okay? So, you know, an Ace of Hearts would have an abundance of energy but combined with this often reckless abandon in expressing it. It's like they've got to come here and find out for themselves, okay? So you'll see that in the Ace of Hearts a lot. And plus, because they have so much three energy, because they're threes, planetary ruling card, their Three of Hearts karma card. They also have a Three of Clubs in Jupiter in their life path. So they have a lot of traits of the threes, and threes is the number for creativity, okay? So Ace of Hearts are very creative. Plus, being a heart, they would be creative, but they're very creative, and they're very mental. And one of the reasons why they're mental is because in the spiritual spread, their cards is in the Mercury position. That's a lot of Mercury energy, a lot of thinking, a lot of mental Mercury energy. So you get someone who's very mental but very creative. And that means they're also their approach to love, okay, because they've got that Three of Hearts with their approach to love. And so they have a mental approach to love as well as desire. This is what Three of Hearts gives you, a desire for variety and diversity in love, okay? So someone who's seeking love and seeking happiness, but they also have this desire to have diversity in love, and then they have to go out and learn by trial and error, and they have a mental approach to love. So you can imagine, you know, this could wreak a little bit of havoc, okay? And they're very successful. These people are usually very successful in business. And one of the reasons why is that because they're all Capricorns, because they got that one birthday in December, and they're Capricorns. And most of their life path in the life spread is in the Saturn row. And so it gives them a very strong work ethic and a tendency to be workaholics, actually. And so you could say, you know, this card, Ace of Hearts person, would be, they would have a strong desire for love, the Ace of Hearts plus the Three of Hearts karma card, and their Capricorns in the Saturn row. So they have a strong work ethic and combined with a strong romantic life, even if that life might be in their heads, okay? Now, this Three of Spades also could give them, the Three of Spades is one of the most creative cards in the deck. But it also can give you, have them worry about their health, because any of the threes, if that creativity is not channeled, it can turn into stress and worry, okay? Now, some famous Ace of Hearts, and I think the most famous one of recent time who I think fits this perfectly is Tiger Woods. He's an Ace of Hearts. But as I said, Ace of Hearts all will have a Three of Spades planetary ruling card. And what I didn't mention before is that, well, any of the threes, threes is very creative, and they love variety, okay? Now, but with the Three of Spades, the way this works out is Three of Spades tend to lead double lives, because one life would not be enough for them. You got a spade, and that's your lifestyle. And it's also an artist, and they're very creative, and it's like one would not be enough. They would need to have different venues and avenues of expressing themselves. But with the Three of Spades, what it will turn into being is, you know, them having two different kinds of lives. And another example of someone who has a Three of Spades as a planetary ruling card is Hugh Hefner. So you see these people, you know, or people with Three of Spades as a ruling card, and the ruling card is really the way we express ourselves. So sometimes with Three of Spades, they lead double lives, meaning that one the people in one life don't know about the people in the other life. Or it's going to manifest itself in some kind of way where there's going to be two of something or more than one of something. So it's just very interesting. So Tiger Woods is a more recent example of that. Heidi Fleiss is his birthday. Meredith Vieira, Patti Smith, very creative. Tracy Ullman, oh, she is super creative. She does all those different characters. And Rudyard Kipling, the famous author. So that's a bit about the Ace of Hearts. Now, the Ace of Clubs is the desire for knowledge card. Now, all the aces will have a strong desire, because remember I said that they're here, they're fresh, they're new, they have the strong desire for something, usually of their suit. So a club is mental. So this card would be a desire for knowledge. And also, too, it's one of the semi-fixed cards. There are four semi-fixed cards in the deck, and they come in pairs. So there's the Ace of Clubs, and it has its cosmic twin is the Two of Hearts. So like the Ace of Clubs and the Two of Hearts kind of come together. They're semi-fixed in that they switch places in the deck every year, every other year with placements every other year. So they only move to the Two of Hearts position and the Eight of Clubs position, and they switch every year, okay? But they're very cosmically connected, and their soulmate connection is the Two of Hearts, okay? So the Ace of Clubs will have a lot of traits of the Two of Hearts, okay? They're in the Mercury-Venus position in the light spread, and in the Venus-Neptune position, so that's a lot of Venus energy. They're always looking for that perfect mate. And the Two of Hearts is the lover's card anyway. So you got someone who's got a desire for knowledge card, but with that Mercury Venus, meaning that their tendency for love would be very mental again. Okay. So they're semi-fixed, so that's what makes them stubborn and resistant to change. Okay, and since they're always seeking knowledge, they're curious, constantly searching for new ideas and information to improve their lives. They're the eternal student. Okay, they're always going to school, even if they got 4 or 5 degrees. You know, they're always looking for some new information. And they have a very, very youthful countenance, too, okay? They have a Three of Hearts as a moon card. And I talked about the Three of Hearts before. So there's a certain amount of uncertainty in the love department, and because, you know, they like variety and diversity. And this may even give them some bisexual tendencies. Three of Hearts, you know, kind of can have some bisexual tendencies just because they're, you know, like they like diversity, okay? And again, and so in their life path, they have an Ace of Spades as their Saturn card. Now, this can be a little daunting, but if it's channeled in a productive way, what it does is gives them a strong ambition, okay? And so they're already Ace of Clubs. They have an Ace of Spades and Saturn, so that gives them some more Ace energy. Plus they have a Ten of Spades in Venus is their Venus card. And a Ten of Spades, as I said, tens can often are in some ways they're higher versions in terms of that, not that they're higher in that, They have the same desire and drive as an ace, but they have had the experiences of going through the ace, the two, the threes, all the way up to the nine. So they have a desire, but with the experience. So they don't have such a zeal to go out. It's like they already have a lot of experience, and they come in knowing how to do certain things. But, again, having this Ten of Spades in Venus and Ten of Spades in work, a spade is work. So a Ten of Spades is actually the most ambitious card in the deck. So you got an Ace of Clubs. You got a Ten of Spades in Venus. You got an Ace of Spades in Saturn. So this person would have a strong strive for success and a strong drive for success and recognition, okay? And that Ace of Spades in Saturn can give them an interest in mystical sciences and the field of death and dying or spiritual transformation, because that's what Ace of Spades is, the meaning of the Ace of Spades, okay? And with that Ten of Spades in Venus, that means their teenage years are pretty much successful years, you know, and as young adults, they'll experience success. But then they go into their Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn periods, and these are all unstable cards, like the Five of Clubs, the Three of Diamonds, and then the Ace of Spades. So they'll their younger life and their adult life and their school years will be very successful. But then they'll go into more of an adult starting at age 26, and they'll go through many, many changes, okay? But life is change. I mean, that is the one constant. Okay, so that's the Ace of Clubs, very mental, the eternal student, seeking, you know, that perfect love affair, but also but taking a very mental approach to love, and very strong desire. Okay, and some famous Ace of Clubs is Ray Charles, Larry King. You can see with these two, they really had a lot of, like Larry King had a lot of marriages, Ray Charles had a lot of affairs, Clint Eastwood, you know, Peggy Fleming, Bruce Springsteen, Jodie Foster. Those are some famous Ace of Clubs. Okay, now Ace of Diamonds. Okay, Ace of Diamonds. My sister Lisa's actually an Ace of Clubs, so I kind of can see a lot of these in her. So it's really interesting. I don't know any Ace of Hearts. Ace of Diamonds, I dated a guy who had an Ace of Diamonds PR card, and they're kind of playboys in a way for the men. Okay, but Ace of Diamonds is desire for value. It's like they're all about what's valuable, you know, and they want to achieve financially. And sure enough, this guy, you know, he was, you know, really stuck on work. He just loved to work, and he was always, you know, wanting to create something new for he was an entertainer. He was always wanting to create some kind of new way to get, you know, their music out into the world. So it was very interesting. Okay, now the Ace of Diamonds, because in both spreads they're the Jupiter Neptune card in the life spread, the Jupiter Uranus in the spiritual spread. So they have an abundance of Jupiter energy. So this people who are Ace of Diamonds, and I have a really good friend who's an Ace of Diamonds, female. So and I can attest to this. And they do; they're very optimistic. So it gives these positions give them a very positive, optimistic outlook on life. No matter what their, you know, is happening in their life path, they'll come bouncing back because they just generally have this positive, optimistic outlook on life, okay? And as I said, the Ace of Diamonds, they have an endless list of things to create, ideas to implement, businesses to run. You'll see a lot of Ace of Diamonds have their own businesses, okay? And they should have their own businesses, okay? I can't see an Ace of Diamonds working for anyone, really, because they're just going to have that drive to really create and do things, and they have to prove to themselves that they can do it, okay? And Ace of Diamonds has a lot of Ace energy. So, because they're already an Ace of Diamonds, they have an Ace of Hearts as a moon card, and the Ace of Hearts is also their karma card, okay? So you're going to get a lot of me-oriented behavior, and so this person really should work for themselves. And, you know, this, again, the me-oriented behavior makes them, can make, means they need a lot of alone time. And so this can make them loners, okay? And also too, with the Ace, you know, it can also bring on a lot of me-oriented behavior, a lot of self-centeredness. And also with Jupiter and the Neptune position, it can make them blind to their own shortcomings. This is actually one of their biggest challenges. I'll talk about the other one in just a minute. And usually it makes them blind to their own kind of selfishness, okay? But it also, but this Neptune position also gives them a compassionate humanitarian side and a strong urge to save the world. Okay, they have that too. Okay, but with that can also come, they can be blind to their motivations for doing that, and I'll explain that a little later. They love to travel, and they especially love to travel with loners. But even though they have a lot of Ace energy, again, they have a Two of Diamonds karma card, so they do enjoy being with others, especially in money-making adventures, okay? Money-making schemes, adventures, and that, okay? And the other biggest challenge of this card is that they struggle with being successful in work and love at the same time because they've got such a strong drive. But, you know, and unless they really learn to balance, this career will usually win out in the end, okay? Some famous Ace of Diamonds is Jessica Lange, Angela Davis, Paul Newman, and you see he had that you know, humanitarian side where he, after he was in Hollywood and he made a lot of money and he said, well, my goal was to see how much money I can make, and now I'm going to see how much money I can give away, okay? So that's sort of like the grounded compassionate humanitarian. And Adolf Hitler was Ace of Diamonds, and he also, I mean, you think what you want to think about him, but a lot of his, you know, motivations was, and this is, he was blind to his own faults. You know, he wanted to save the world. He just wanted to save it for a certain type of people. And so it just made him kind of blind, but you know, you still had that kind of side. And Jesse Jackson, George Hamilton, and in fact, you know, I'm just going to say, just for Ace, if any of their women out there and they come across the Ace of Diamonds man, they love to travel, and you could say they will have a woman in every port, that kind of thing, or they'll want to create a certain image for themselves of someone who's available and footloose and fancy free. But for Ace of Diamonds, loners, they need time to themselves, but they have a strong drive to create, especially when it comes to business and money and creating new ways to make money. And but they also have a strong humanitarian side. If they know themselves well enough, and if they're not blind to their own faults, that humanitarian side can be put to good use. Paul Newman is a great example of that one. Okay, and these people will struggle with being successful with work and love at the same time, and usually career will win out. Okay, unless they've learned how to make some kind of balance in their lives. Okay, last Ace is the Ace of Spades, and Spades is the last one, and actually the Ace of Spades is the symbol for the card system, okay, because the Ace of Spades represents all mystical sciences, which the cards is one. It represents hidden secrets and truths, and it represents transformation. So this card represents, it's the card of the Magi, and it represents this system, okay. Now the Ace of Spades is a lot of seven energy, and as I said, Ace of Spades one of the meanings is transformation. But also, too, one of the meanings is desire. With any ace, you're going to get a lot of desire. So this would be desire for work or desire for to seek the esoteric mysteries. But on the mundane level, it's desire for work or new work or that kind of thing. On a more esoteric level, it's transformation and desire to for things that are hidden to be revealed to the light, okay? So there's a very spiritual bit to this card, okay? And it has a lot of seven energy, and the two spiritual numbers in the deck are sevens and nines. So it sits in the seventh position in the life spread. Its karma card is a seven of hearts, okay, which is also the seventh card in the spiritual deck. It's got two sevens in its life path and two nines in its life path. So this card really is governed by the spiritual. And, you know, as they get older, they must learn to respond to life from that spiritual vantage point in order really to live their lives successfully. They really won't be happy until they do that, okay? So they must learn to go for answers within. Now, the Seven of Hearts first karma card is always, the first karma card is always our challenge card. And so this would give them challenge in the area of relationship, hearts being relationships. Seven is, you know, you have to go within. With sevens, you get a material challenge and the solution. There's always a solution to a seven, but you have to go within to the spiritual realm to find the solution, okay? Well, what a Seven of Hearts first karma card would make an Ace of Spades person a very hypersensitive, okay? And this is also a card that deals with a lot of abandonment issues, okay? And in its life, so it's their karma card, but it's also the first card in life path, which would make it the Mercury card, which would mean the first 13 years of their life, they're being, you know, they're going through this energy of a Seven of Hearts. So these patterns of feeling abandoned get set in pretty early in life, okay? And we know when something gets set in early in life, it's sort of, you know, in some ways we're sort of unconscious about it, you know, until, you know, later when we, if we decide to go within and discover, you know, what's running us, okay. So this is perhaps their biggest challenge, the Seven of Hearts karma card, because they have to deal with, you know, feeling, first of all, they're just sensitive, and then they feel like they're going to be abandoned some kind of way. And then to add fuel to the fire, they have a Two of Hearts in Neptune, and this card is the Lover card. And what this card does is it gives them great dreams of romantic happiness, okay? But with the hypersensitivity, you know, and with that set in and with the Seven of Hearts, you know, set in from childhood, you can imagine how this might play out, okay? So it will give them a great sort of desire for, you know, the perfect romantic happiness, but they will find it difficult, relationships difficult. And so what many of them will do is that because it's an ace and they do have strong ambition, and on the mundane level it's a strong ambition for work, a lot of them will just say, well, forget it with relationships. I'm going to focus on my work. And they could have a tendency to become alcoholics, okay? So, but the good thing about the Seven of Hearts is that Seven of Hearts is a card of the counselor. It's also a Seven of Hearts person, maybe someone who would really have a deep depth of being able to love others unconditionally. Because if you go to the spiritual side of love, it's spiritual love. It's the ability to really be able to love others unconditionally, okay? So they would make great counselors, and they also have a Jack of Hearts in Jupiter, and whatever's in Jupiter would mean we could make money in that. And Jack of Hearts is sort of the Christ card. It's also giving of others, you know, giving love to others. So these people also have a great desire to help others, okay? And like I said, they could easily become counselors or healers or psychiatrists or psychotherapists and that kind of thing. The Seven of Hearts is only a problem, you know, in the first when it's dealing with a relationship, okay? Otherwise, it really has this unconditional love. They have this great wellspring to love others, okay? Now, with the King of Hearts and King of Diamonds as their Pluto reward card, what it is, you know, especially as they get old, they have to learn how to take a leadership role in their life, okay? And they this is calling for them to step into the leadership role and to take charge of their emotions, you know, that hypersensitivity around emotion, in order for them to really fulfill their potential. So they need to be leaders, but in order to be leaders, they have to really deal with whatever that emotion, those emotional issues are, they get set in early. But taking a leadership role will actually help them fulfill their potential, okay? And also, too, as I said, this card, people of this card must go to the spiritual side with all the seven energy and with the nine energy. And examples of people who are Ace of Spades, some famous Ace of Spades is Princess Diana. You could see she was kind of super sensitive, but she also had that ability to really love, okay? Tammy Wynette, Burt Reynolds, Thomas Edison, Billie Holiday, Francis Ford Coppola. These are all examples of Ace of Spades. Okay, today is March 22nd, 2011. It's Aries territory. Someone born today would be an Ace of Diamonds. And see, we went over Ace of Diamonds, so I won't go over there. They would have an Ace of Diamonds birth card and a Three of Clubs ruling card. So this will make a person very ambitious, you know, but also very creative, because I said the threes are very creative, and the Three of Clubs is the writer's card, okay? And they're extremely creative, very resourceful. They also have an innate grasp of business. So this coupled with the Ace of Diamonds, this person would be an ambitious leader, one who would really be very creative and be a good business person too. Okay, and they're constantly bombarded with new ideas, new ways of doing things. They love new adventures. They like variety. And the thing with threes to worry about is stress, because if they don't ground all this creativity, the creativity could just, it's almost like being spinning out into space with so many ideas and not having any way to really turn these ideas into something concrete, some kind of manifestation. Some examples of people born today is Chaka Khan. Well, wonderful. And Andrew Lloyd Webber, what a great songwriter. That's definitely that Three of Clubs. William Shatner, he's funny. I like him. And Reese Witherspoon. Okay, so that's the talk about the Ace and today's card. And I'm going to see who's on the line who would like to have a reading. Hello, is there anyone on the line who would like a reading today?
Yes.
And who is that?
It's Stephanie.
Stephanie. Hi, is it Stephanie I know?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Stephanie. Well, good to have you on the call. Let me just check and make sure that see if there's anybody else on the line who would also like a reading. Is there anybody else? Okay, Stephanie. All right. Well, then what I'm going to need from you is just your birthday.
September 4th.
And your age?
50.
Okay, September 4th. Okay, so I don't know if you know much about the system, but you basically have two main cards. And basically what I do is I look up the your spreads for this year for both of the cards. And you being born on September 4th would make you have a Seven of Diamonds birth card and a Five of Spades planetary ruling card, okay? So you say your birth card is a Seven of Diamonds, and that's sort of what you came here to do, and your Five of Spades is how you're going to kind of express what you came here to do. So Seven of Diamonds is, again, it's a spiritual number, seven. Yeah, I talked a little about the Seven of Hearts as I was talking about the Ace of Spades. So yours is a Seven of Diamonds. And also, too, the Seven of Diamonds is one of the semi-fixed cards. I said there are four semi-fixed cards, and they come in pairs. There's the Ace of Clubs paired with the Two of Hearts, and there's the Seven of Diamonds that's paired with the Nine of Hearts. So a Nine of Hearts would be, you know, a very important card for you. But your Seven of Diamonds, semi-fixed, which means that there's a part of you that could be a bit stubborn or just fixed, okay? It's like, and yours, and Seven of Diamonds is the spiritual money card. That's what it's called, okay? And so success with this, so for you, success, you know, you need to actually go within. With all sevens, they need to go within and access the spiritual side, their inner perspective, okay? And with diamonds deals with value and money, Okay, so with the Seven of Diamonds, you could say it's sort of a prosperity card. It's like learning how to have prosperity, learning how to go within and to know the inner truth. And the inner truth is that money comes from source, really. I mean, that's the ultimate truth. It doesn't come from, you know, we think it comes through people or it comes through certain avenues. That's just the way it comes. But really the root of it or the source of it or the power of it actually comes from life itself, from God, from the spiritual. And if you know that life is always providing us with an abundance of whatever it is that we need, you know, it may not be giving you $1 million, but it will give you what you need. And if you know that, and if you have that attitude, then you will be successful. So that's just a general Seven of Diamonds card, but Seven of Diamonds are also extremely gifted, and they have a creative mind. And when it comes to money and businesses and promoting and advertising, when they come from that place, then they really will be able to access the power that they have to promote, to advertise, and to make money. And you also have a fixed love nature. You know, and so those you love, you hold dear, and you almost do anything for them. That's partly because of this. You have a Jack of Hearts in Venus, and a Jack of Hearts is like the sacrifice card, which means you take care of people. You will do something for younger people. It's like the Christ card, and so you know you'll do almost anything for people that you love. Okay, so. And you know, they enjoy family and home, and they can really be kind of homebodies. And so also, they have a Two of Hearts in Saturn, so this can give them some kind of strange ideas about love as well. I mean, you just have to kind of decide, you know, what kind of person you are. But with the Five of Spades ruling card, Five of Spades is change. Any five would like a lot of change. They like adventure. They like to travel. They like adventure. They like to explore. They're coming from the Four, which is security, stability, foundation, home. And then you go to the next number, which is Five, and after they've been home, they want to go out and they want to explore and they want to travel and they want to open themselves up to new horizons, and they want to have an open attitude. So, you know, so even though, you know, you have a Seven of Diamonds birth card, which is can be kind of fixed, you also have this Five of Spades as a ruling card. So there's a part of you that actually likes change, likes to travel, likes to explore, likes new things, and doesn't want to be stuck in a rut, okay? So it's kind of an interesting combination. But I'm going to then now read what's going on for you this year and actually tell me, do you have a general question or is there an area in your life you'd like some guidance on? Stephanie?
Yeah. It's you. I'm just trying to figure which one.
Okay, I'm sorry. Take your time. I just didn't hear that.
Oh,
you
okay. I'm sorry. I guess finance.
Finance from the Seven of Diamonds. Finance. Okay, and what about you wanting? Okay.
Want to be more stable. You know, how can I really be more stable? I mean, it's like I tried in the past, but it just doesn't seem to be anything lasting.
What do you mean you tried it? What did you try in the past?
Just trying to be on a more of on a flow of things instead of, you know, up. I know everybody go up and down, but that's just me. It's like all the time. I want to be more stable as far as that for a more longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And just little, you know, side blocks or whatever to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll look in here and see what I'm seeing. Let's see. Well, how do you actually feel inside of yourself when you think about money?
That's it. I don't know. I mean, I feel that if I'm able to earn or have access to quite a bit that I know what to do with it, but it hasn't happened yet. So then it gets kind of wishy-washy. I second-guess myself. That's what it is.
So would you say that you feel like you would feel okay if you had if somehow you had a large amount of money somewhere that you would feel more secure? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, on a constant basis. Not a large amount, just something where on a more constant basis where I don't feel on the edge about, you know, how I'm going to take care of this month and that next week, some to that extent.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you're sort of living like from paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, yes.
And you want to feel like you have more of a cushion.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And when you feel that way inside, what happens? Like, what do you do? Do you what happens?
I feel more relaxed. More than anything, I just feel more relaxed. Okay. And I can feel I can be more generous because, you know, it's like at certain times when, you know, someone is in need or I want to give to something and I'm not able, I mean, I feel really bad about it.
Okay, so you're saying that you tried, but you haven't ever been able to get to this point. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. And
not for a long period of time. That's what it is.
Okay, and so what kind of things do you say or feel about yourself when you're not able to do that?
Well, sometimes I feel, sometimes you get that failure effect. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But that's the biggest part about it. Yeah,
I'm a failure.
Not living up to my own expectation.
Okay.
My own expectation, not anybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then. Okay. Let me say what I see. There are different periods of the, so this system goes from your birthday to your birthday. And there are a set of cards called spreads that are already set in place for each year of your life. And there are seven periods during the year, and you're in your Jupiter period. There is the Mercury period, Venus, Mars, and you're in Jupiter period. You went into the Jupiter period on February 8th, and you'll be in this till April 1st, okay? Then you go into Saturn, which is for most people the hardest time of the year, okay? Let me just look again. Well, in your planetary ruling card in this period, you had two threes. You got a three of hearts and a three of spades. Those are very creative cards, but they can also, but they're not great cards of stability. So what it means is you can make money doing very artistic and very creative things. What kind of work are you doing?
I work in the School of Music. At University, Miami.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And okay.
Jazz department. There's nothing creative.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. So I'm not seeing, you know, that there's going to be. And then it's. See, when you are, you have sort of a fixed job. Is that what I'm understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you have a fixed income, it's kind of hard to sort of get yourself to where you're talking about from the job itself. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you're on a salary. Is that correct?
Well, it's not a salary. It's, you know, it's hourly, but yes, a salary.
Okay. So it's you're making, you know, so you can make money depending on how many hours you work, right?
Correct.
Okay, and it's a set amount for each of the hours, for every hour you work, right?
Yeah, it's set, yeah.
Right, okay, so when you have a position like that, it's kind of hard to to make money beyond that, okay? Now, you could make money some other kind of way. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even you could have that job to make money, you know, with some other ideas you have. That's a possibility, okay? But what I'm saying is that since that's, you can't really change that, right? The fact that you're working, I mean, you can change it in terms of deciding to get another job or to create some other kind of creative venue. So, but what I'm saying is that I think your relief needs to come from within yourself. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Because, okay, so it's like, so let's look at what's happening. What's happening now is this is where you are. And how do you feel about the job? I mean, do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
But I feel like I can be doing something.
Okay, so what is this?
Like you said, exactly.
Okay, so here's the thing. So this is what you're doing now, and for right now, it's providing something that you want and need. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that. There's that. That's a plus. So it's providing something. So it's like to hold in gratitude that it's for right now. It's giving you something that you desire and that you need, right? But then you also have the desire to actually open up to have more, right? So you're gonna. So now, you could think about what you could do to, you know, change that situation.
Right.
Okay, so you could, and that could take some time, and you could hold that job while you think of other things. But what I'm saying right now is that right now you can also begin to look at it differently, the way that you're holding what's happening, because a lot of it's sort of mental, it's a mental kind of suffering. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, it's a mental suffering, okay? Because there's something in you that says, I should be living other than how I'm living.
Right.
I should have more money, and I should have it steady, and I should have a cushion, and I'm disappointed in myself, and I'm a failure because I haven't lived up to what I thought I wanted to live. That's where the suffering is coming from.
Right.
Okay? So you're seeing that that's really where it's not coming from, the fact that you don't have, quote, this, what you think you should. It's coming from all of your thoughts about it. And that and your thoughts about that somehow you
get off of there. Get off.
Hello?
Get off.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I guess I'm hearing somebody else on the line.
Okay.
Is there somebody else on the line who's doing something or in the kitchen? Can you put yourself on mute? I think if you press one star. Stephanie?
Oh.
Okay, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, they muted. Okay, so now that we don't have that background noise. Okay, so the suffering is really coming from these ideas that you have about yourself, okay? And part of a Seven of Diamonds, what they have come here to do is to work through this issue of prosperity. But with the seven, you can't go to the outside. So this thing of, okay, you could get another job, you could do a lot of other things, but those things take time, and you'd still be suffering in the meantime, right?
Right.
What a seven is you have to go inside to the spiritual side for the solution.
Okay.
So instead of trying to go outside of yourself and try to solve the problem there, what you need to do, and I'm not saying that's something you won't be doing in the future, but for right now, what you really need to do is to go within and begin to start telling yourself a different story about you and your life and what's happening now. Okay? Can you see that? Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. What's a different story that you could tell?
What's a different story I could tell?
Uh-huh, about what's happening. If you go in, if you just take a deep breath and you just feel it yourself,
mm-hmm.
If you were to drop the story about me, that it's happening to me, and my if you can stop, drop the story of me and my, and just feel what's happening, what's really happening, what's just happening.
Well, okay, so you're right that it's not like I'm content. No, that's not a good word. It's that I'm okay right now, but then I know that it's not really how I want to be, and I have, you know, ideas, and I'm like flip flopping between things, so that keeps me on my toes, like, and so I don't get so deep into what I don't want to be. So that helps me a lot. But then again, I don't have a really good plan on how to bring all of that out.
Okay. All right. Are you in? So you have some ideas in your mind already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so you just don't know how to implement them right now. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as I said, you have a lot of threes this period, three of hearts and the three of spades. That is a lot of creativity and a lot of mental energy, and if that's not grounded, it can turn into stress. But this is if you have some ideas, this would be the period to actually try to put them out into the world. And you also have an Ace of Spades result card in your Five of Spades, so that's actually new work. So my sense is that, you know, maybe what's going on is that then this is propelling you to begin to, you know, take the chance to maybe put yourself out there in a new way, or to implement some of these new ideas you have. And just if you could just do it for fun at first, maybe that would take some of the pressure off, or take some of the, well, I don't know how to, just start wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? If
yeah.
you do it like, okay, this is just going to be an experiment, I'm just going to do it for fun, and just start with the first idea you have that feels the most, which start with the idea that actually feels more joyful.
Okay.
If you think of the ideas, which one feels more joyful?
You mean like an idea right now? Or just when it comes?
So it's coming at different times.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's a lot. That's a three energy. There's a lot of three energy. It's hard to ground. You have to find a way to ground through your body.
Okay.
By doing some kind of exercise or meditate or something where you're grounded, where the energy can kind of come into your body so that you can actually take action on it. Because if it stays up into your head, you won't ever really do it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, right. you have a lot of two of clubs energy around you for whatever reason, and two of clubs is it's partnership, it's collaboration, but it's also maybe, you know, learning new things and conversations and that kind of thing. Do any of the ideas, what do the ideas involve?
Just working in like, working with the community, if it's either with elderly people are with kids.
Mhm. Okay. Well,
are with anybody that just not mainly, you know, but those are the two focal groups. But it will be open, you know, for anybody that has a need.
I see. Well, whatever work you do, it seems like, you know, communicating and sort of being with people are the avenues that it's going to take. Because, like I said, you have a lot of two of clubs energy. Now, you do have this three of clubs Pluto, which is your challenge for the year, and that three of clubs is exactly what you described. The three of clubs is the writer's card, but it's also a lot of creative ideas. But it's also, like I said, if you don't ground them, you'll just spin out of control, and you'll just have stress and worry. So the challenge for you is to find a way to take these ideas and to really see, well, which of these ideas can you actually practically take some steps and some actions toward, you know? And what you want to do is just take one step at a time. You're not going to know what the road's going to look like, but you can get calm and quiet and and feel which one brings you the most joy, and just take that one action. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you have to take one step at a time. You have to take the one step that you just feel motivated to take.
Okay.
The one that has the most energy, the one that's hot, like Marco Polo, it's hot, okay, and you feel like, oh, I got it, like it's just an impulse to do it, and you do it. If you feel the impulse and it feels good, don't think about it too much. Just do it. Just take the one step. Taking one step is not going to kill you. It's not going to create any kind of disaster. Just take one step and then see what happens and then see what other impulse comes. And then you take that step.
Okay.
And then you do that, and then you see what the next impulse is, and then you do that. But if you look down the – if you look to see the plan, it won't ever happen because there's not a plan. See, the universe is just waiting for you to step out and put one step forward. And it's like, you ever heard that song, leap and the net will appear?
Yeah.
that's what you kind of have to do. You have to kind of leap with that impulse and trust, and this is that Seven of Diamonds prosperity, that there's something bigger than me. So if you think you're doing it all by yourself, it's very scary. But you're not just the body and the mental ideas. You're bigger than that. But if you as a mental concept takes over with all of the fears, then that's what you'll have more of an experience of. But if you really know that who you are is bigger than that, that you are this part of this, you know, cosmic dance, and that you are this God created you, and you step out from that, you'll be able to feel the support that is already there that you won't be able to feel when all the mental stuff is happening, or when you think that you're just this little me. Did you follow any of that, what I said?
Yes. Yes.
Do you understand what I mean?
Definitely.
Okay. So that's how you navigate that. So first step would be to sort of remember who you are. Okay. And you have to remember you're more than what you appear to be. You're more than this body, a female in a body with a name and with a past and a history called that. You're more than that. But we get so caught up in that, we think that's all of who we are, and it's not. And from that place, it's very scary to live like that. Because, you know, that part, of course, can anything happen to that, you know. And then we make up stories about what could happen before it even happens.
True. That's true.
So you kind of have to first step, okay, who am I? Well, you may not know, like, the answer, but you'll know I'm not just this. I know I'm more than just this, and I know that there's something bigger, and I know that I have much more to me, and I know that I have help on the cosmic level and on a deep, you know, soul spiritual level, and I may not be see it with my human eyes, but I have this impulse to do this one thing, just one thing, and you just do that one thing, and then you watch the miracle happen, and then so on and so on, and that's how you actually live that. That's how you actually create in the world. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would say trust, you know, these ideas that you have, and choose the one that feels the most joyful to you, or the one that you have the most passion about, okay, the one you're most enthusiastic about. And if you feel the impulse to do something, then do it. It's all, and if you do it, and if you do it one step at a time, then it's less scary because, you know, well, what's one action going to do? It's not like you're not going to, you know, break anything. Okay.
Right. Okay.
And work on, and then the other thing I would suggest is to work on the part of you that thinks it's a failure, the part that you know, we like that mental ideas like to tell stories about ourselves. I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm a failure, my whole life has been a waste, it's part of the human condition. I've talked to many people, I think I look at the thoughts I have told myself, And pretty soon you'll get to a point where you'll just start to laugh at those thoughts, but they can seem very real in the moment that they're happening. So you just want to notice anytime it starts to go it sort of gets on a groove. It's like a record, you know, stuck in a groove, a needle.
Yeah.
And just begin to notice when it begins to get on, you know, the case of the me and what it feels me didn't do. Oh, I didn't do this, and now it's too late, and I'm 50, and you know, and my, you know, most of my life is, at least a half of my life is in front of me, and the rest doesn't look any good. Whatever the story is, I just want you to know these are stories that the mental process creates about, you know, about ourselves. And you can either choose to believe them, which, you know, because they feel so real in that moment. It's like it feels like it's true, but those things aren't true. And this whole idea about the you, it's not, it's just a mental thought. It's just a mental process. It's not really real. And if you can begin to notice it and to just go, oh, okay, that there's that again, and it's not really true. And the more you do that, the less you'll believe in it, and the less you'll give any energy to it. And they'll still, you know, it'll still run like an old record, but you won't pay as much attention to it, and you won't let it color what, you know, what you decide to do in your life.
Oh, that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So just begin to notice. You don't have to. All I want you to do is just begin to notice these thoughts, and just begin to see. After a while, you begin to see it's just like an old broken record, because they say the same. And if you talk to other people, if they really told you what they thought, people are thinking some of the same things. But it all boils down to, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't have enough money, I'm a failure, blah. It's the same old thing, and they're not true, but they run our lives because we believe in it, because no one's ever told us, wait a minute, that's just a mental process that's been running. It's been running so long that you just, and we've been sort of like just going along with it, we haven't even questioned them. But when you begin to question them, and they'll begin to weaken. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I've given you a lot, so just take it one day at a time. just one step at a time, one day at a time, and just, you know, do it when you do these things I suggested, just when you feel like doing it. You know, it's not a mandate or anything like that, but if you, you know, feel like, you know, you want to try it, then just try it. Experiment and explore. There's nothing you have to do. Just do it as an experimentation.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
And you do have you got a two of clubs. You got an eight of diamonds, you know, underlying card. That's money. So my prediction, and you got an eight of diamonds in your Saturn period coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I could, so if you do these things, I think you'll start to see some, you know, money coming through. But it won't come through by, I think, you know, the force or effort. It'll really come through, I think, a lot by by the shift in your attitude, because you'll begin to actually see things differently, and then that will actually help you make some different decisions, okay?
Okay.
But I want to hear from you, you know, in the next couple months or so, because I'm going to be curious to see what's going to unfold, because you've got, as I said, eight of diamonds, you know, two places, you know, in your spreads this year. And that eight of diamonds means you're going to have the money you need to do what you want to do, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I definitely be getting back with you.
Okay, Stephanie. Okay, well, it was great having you on the call, and take care.
Well, I had time to listen today. I kind of got in on the tail end of it, but, you know.
Well, yeah, you know,
go
ahead.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, I got whatever the force is, it got me this free time to listen and to talk with you.
Yeah, see, that's one little action you took. You see?
Yep.
See, that's what I mean. That was just one action. That's all it takes.
Yep.
And you just keep living like that, and you'll see. You'll gradually begin to see things, you know, kind of coming into that place that you're talking about, feeling of what you're saying. Just some kind of, you know, just feeling some kind of groundedness, you know, and beginning to feel like life is supporting you, you know what I mean? And you'll just begin to feel like no matter what your bank account looks like, you'll begin to know that, you know, everything is okay and all right, and you will, you'll have what you need,
yeah.
You know. Just like that Rolling Stones song, I love that song. You can't always get what you want, but just try sometimes, just might find. You get what you need, you know. And what you need is good. You know, we have all these grandiose ideas about what we think we need, but really. Okay, well, great.
Okay.
So perfect start, you calling, and you know, keep me posted. Let me know what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and everyone, thanks for being on the call, and have a wonderful day, everyone. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.